Against the strongest radio allowable by law, secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday, which means we have Science for Humans that's going to start here in just a minute. We have a really important topic, one that's going to arm you with information that you need to repeat as often as possible, especially when you're in your doctor's office. And then later in the show, people are digging the Catching Up with Carl segment that I do after Science for Humans. And I got a lot to report after being off the grid for basically 5 days, and I want to talk about that. But without further delay, let's bring my co-host on.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, how you doing?
I'm good, Carl. So you're off the grid, man.
It's insane. It's amazing. You're so used to being able to get text messages and cell phone calls, and we didn't have Wi-Fi. We didn't have cable TV. We didn't have anything up there. And it takes a little getting used to be honest with you. But after a while, it's very you don't realize how relaxed you become.
Yeah, I think everybody needs to just unplug, you know, once or twice a year. And, man, nothing better than to get somewhere where there's no cell service. Like out here in Montana, we just go up to the mountains where there's no towers and off the grid.
There you go. And I slept better, too. I got to tell you about that.
Nice, man.
But tonight's a big night. This is a huge, huge night. I've been sharing it all over Facebook. Tonight is Supplement Santa's return.
Yeah, Supplement Santa has taken a few months off because he's been busy in the workshop. And this is kind of the Christmas giveaway. So it's going to be fun. It's if you're listening live right now, it's 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time on Dr. Jeff Galini's Facebook page. That's 6 o'clock Pacific and 9 o'clock Eastern. And we just have fun, man. All you got to do is watch the broadcast. And during the broadcast, I'm just going to be telling you ways that you qualify for win. And it's really nothing more than hitting a little like button and doing some commenting. It's fun. And really don't got anything planned tonight, Carl. I thought, you know, I'm just going to talk and share some stories of the year and talk about what I'm going to give away.
Yeah, and I'm sure that people have questions. If you open it up to them and say, hey, what do you want me to talk about? I know what they're going to want you to talk about, your bodybuilding days, obviously.
They usually do, you know, so I'm definitely going to open it up to questions. I think now we got the monitors where it's a little slower, so you actually can read some of the questions. Sometimes they come in so fast.
I know. I deal with that on Facebook Live, too. It's hard to manage them.
Yeah.
So today's discussion is really important. I remember going into a doctor's office many, many years ago and talking about glucosamine and chondroitin. And I remember the doctor saying, well, I can't really recommend that because the FDA doesn't regulate it. And the reality is that doctors are lying either by way of ignorance or outwardly covering up the truth, because the supplement industry is, in fact, regulated, is it not?
Absolutely. And, you know, I had a similar experience. Now, my doctor knows me, and I go in for a yearly checkup because I'm all about preventive maintenance. You know, that's what we do here in the factory, and I like to get my numbers checked. But he was sitting there looking and squeezing and poking, and I'm like, Doc, what are you doing? And he's about my age. He goes, you got no arthritis. I'm like, yeah. He goes, no, seriously, you got no arthritis. That's not right. Someone your age, you should have arthritis. What's the secret? And I'm like, you know what the secret is. And I literally said, it's our unregulated industry.
You said that to him. That's good.
I did. He's a good guy. But, yeah, I can't tell you how many times I hear, not from people into the industry, but people outside that just don't like supplements, to go, oh, well, you know, supplements, you guys are unregulated, and you don't have to do what drugs. I was at a medical conference a few years ago, and I was next to Pfizer and Squibb and all the other drug companies, and they were trying to do the same thing. Oh, what are you doing here? You know, you guys are unregulated. And as I engaged conversation, I went on to educate them to say, well, actually, no, Dietary supplements are the number two most regulated. Nuclear, then dietary supplements, and guess what? Then pharmaceutical. And they're like, oh, no.
That can't be right. That can't be right.
We got to do more testing, and you guys don't have to do clinical trials. And I'm like, wait a minute now. There's a difference. We're not talking about regulations. We're talking about being government regulated. You're talking about a whole different thing. What makes the difference between a drug and a supplement? Making a claim. In order to make a claim, you got to prove it.
Well, more importantly, so here's an interesting fact that if you look at it through the right glasses, it actually is scary. So part of the process of phase one, phase two, phase three trials is not only to find out if the drug is efficacious, if it actually does what it's purported to do so they can make claims, but also to gather all of the side effects. So, the FDA says to the drug manufacturers, we don't care if these drugs hurt people as long as you know how they hurt them and you can list it ahead of time. Because then if people are willing to take it, we're fine with that. Where supplements aren't allowed to hurt anybody at all.
No, and that's part of the regulation is, you know, when you look at, we follow what's called GMP, Good Manufacturing Practices. You have to follow that whether you're a cosmetic company, a drug company, a food company, you have good manufacturing practices. What is the difference between a supplement and a food? Nothing. Neither of us can make a claim. You can't say eating broccoli cures cancer, and you can't say, you know, taking vitamin C cures scurvy. Now, maybe both of them do that, but you can't claim that. But look at when you go into a restaurant or a kitchen, the cleanliness. I mean, they don't have to wear gloves. You very rarely see hairnets. And then you come into a company like ours and you look at what we have to do for something that just goes in the mouth. It's ridiculous. And when you look at the pharmaceutical, they are regulated. We're not saying they're not regulated. But as you said, they're allowed to have side effects. We are not allowed to have side effects. If I went to the FDA and said, hey, I got a new form of vitamin C and I want to do clinical trials with it. Oh, well, you got to prove it. Okay, prove it safe, yada, yada, yada. But here's what we found is actually in our clinical trial, we did 1,000 people, and 3 people died, and 15 people had heart attacks. They wouldn't let us sell it. Oh, shame on you. But talking with, like, Pfizer, you know, they said, we expect people are going to die in our clinical trials. And I'm like, you're kidding me. Well, it's in the disclaimer. You could die. I mean, you know, they have this big set of things. So, again, you know, those side effects, all those things that happen, those aren't regulated. I mean, they're unregulated. They're allowed to happen.
Let's talk about something else. So when a lot of times when doctors talk bad about supplements, they talk bad about them from the standpoint of, well, you don't know what's really in there. Well, the truth of the matter is, the same is true as pharmaceutical drugs today. Pharmaceutical drugs are regularly recalled because someone made a mistake when they manufactured it. Let me give you a case in point.
Yes.
My father had a rhythm issue with his heart, and they gave him Digitec, which is digoxin. Digoxin actually comes from the plant foxglove, by the way. If you have foxglove in your backyard, get rid of it because if your pets eat it, they will die. But anyway, so what digoxin does is it changes the electrical polarity of the sinuses of the heart, and it causes it to beat slower. So people who have issues where they don't want to get ablated and they get regular tachycardia, they'll give them digoxin. They'll give them Digitec. Well, 1 year, the manufacturer of Digitec miscalculated the coding because it's time-released.
Mm-hmm.
And the therapeutic dose of Digitec and the lethal dose of Digitec were 2 milligrams apart. So think about this. When they screwed up the coding, it released too fast. And when it released too fast, people were actually getting the lethal dose. So the manufacturer had to recall it. There was class action lawsuits. So this idea that by the FDA providing oversight to the pharmaceutical industry somehow makes their product safer, that's complete BS.
And here's the other thing, Carl, that I didn't know how this worked until I got an orphan drug for one of my products, Cresellazine, and I really saw how this whole drug thing worked. In a dietary supplement, we call up a health food store. We talk them into essentially buying our product. They sell it. I assume the drug companies did the same thing. They called up the pharmacies and said, hey, buy our product and they sell it. No, the pharmacies have to buy through a third-party reseller. Now, he may be buying from another reseller, but they are not allowed to deal directly with the drug companies. How many times have you gone in for a prescription and your pharmacist said, oh, we no longer have this brand, we now have this brand? Generic means it isn't coming from anybody you know. They are allowed to buy drugs from Mexico, China. These distributors will bring in drugs from all over the place. They don't test them before they come in. So that pharmacist is taking the word of that distributor, who is taking the word of wherever he is getting them from. And right now, fake drugs is a big problem. 1 million people each year are reported to die from fake drugs. So again, you know, you talking about regulations, we have to know every person that receives our product in the event there was a recall. Drugs don't, because they're allowed to purchase them from over the outside the country, you know. And then you even look at regular prescription drugs. Maybe these are the legitimate ones. You know, they estimate, this is the CDC, that a million, 100,000 people a year die from prescription drugs, but they do not release the data on how many people go to the ER. Now, what up with that?
Yeah, right. Interestingly enough, when people die from drugs like Vioxx, right, the total death toll of Vioxx was close to 60,000 Americans directly died from Vioxx. And all the government does is slap a fine and make them pay for killing people. Now, if you had, now let's look at the compounding pharmacist in Massachusetts that, because of poor standards, they ended up infecting a bunch of people with meningeal pneumococcal pneumonia or something like that because of a intravenous drug that they made. And I think 7 people died. That guy went to jail. He went to jail for that. So you look at the double standard. The big pharmaceutical companies can kill people, and no one goes to jail. They just pay a fine, and that's it. Now, if a supplement company made a supplement for performance or whatever, and it killed one person, that company would go out, they would be pushed out of business, and the people in the company would go to jail.
The owners would. I mean, it'd be crazy. Now, you know, again, not just to put it all on the pharmaceutical, because I want to talk about the food industry here. You know, I always tell people, what's the difference between you taking a drink of my protein and you going to Mickey D's and getting a hamburger? It's all food at the end of the day.
Right.
So why aren't the food industry, why aren't they regulated? And no one has an answer. Well, here's what the CDC I found. They estimate that 1 in 6 Americans get sick from eating some type of food.
And this some is sort of foodborne illness.
Illnesses.
Right.
Now, in my dietary supplement, the FDA has set very stringent guidelines for how much microbes. They call this total aerobic count, or just total aerobic count, meaning how many bugs. Now, you know, that could be good bugs, bad bugs. But essentially, we can't have more good manufacturing practices, say, 1,000 CFMs per gram. That's the most. So we'll just say 1,000. You know, you don't have to worry about what that 1,000 means. Milk can have 30,000. Why do I have to have 1,000 and milk can have 30,000?
Good question.
128,000 people a year are hospitalized from foods, and there's over 3,000 deaths. Why aren't they banning foods?
Yeah, right, exactly. And the reality is that a lot of those food-borne illnesses are tracked back to foods that are very, very that are supposed to, like it's not raw milk that's killing people. It's lettuce that's coming from some other state.
It's you know, again, it's the produce that is coming from a couple things, you know, like the peanut butter problem we had where, you know, again, a lot of these food facilities, they're terrible. You know, they got rat infestation, bugs. You know, again, they're governed by the Board of Health. The Board of Health doesn't necessarily like to shut down. They just like to go in and say, you need to fix this, but they let them continue. I mean, I have places here in Billings that I'll go in. I'm not going anymore, but there was a grill that did chicken and stuff, and they had some fryers. And I went in about 6 weeks ago, and I noticed some onion rings underneath, in between the two fryers. Underneath was a mess. I went back in the next week. Those same onion rings were there,
still
but the pile was bigger. I went in there last week just because I went in there to get a water because I wanted to see. They still had not cleaned under those fryers. It was filthy and disgusting, and you wonder why people get sick. Now, here's some facts from the supplement industry. Last year, you know how many people died?
From supplements.
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. Now, there were reported 23,000 people went to the ER, but here's the problem, is when they say supplements, they also include energy drinks and all of these other caffeinated beverages. They just throw those into supplements because, oh, those aren't food, those are supplements. So I would have to say the majority of those people that went to the ER were all caffeine-related, because I know a lot of people that will take a pre-workout and they'll say, oh, I had to go to the emergency room, or my kid's heart was beating so much. Well, guess what, folks? Quit letting your kids use, you know, these pre-workouts. They aren't for them. And quit letting them drink energy drinks. But even at those stats, you know, 23,000 went to the ER. Now we're hospitalized, only went to the ER versus food, 128,000 hospitalized. Couldn't find how many people actually went to the ER because, again, they don't give us those numbers.
Let's look at this before we take this commercial break. So let's look at over-the-counter versus over-the-counter. Supplements are basically over-the-counter, not prescription.
Right.
Okay, Tylenol is an over-the-counter NSAID. It's estimated that a total of 458 deaths each year occur due to Tylenol. 150 of them are acute. And the other 300 or 202, whatever it is, 292, those are a result of long-term use liver failure. Get a load of this. Just from Tylenol alone, 56,000 emergency room visits, 2,600, more than four-day hospitalizations. Just from that one category, just from that one product, just from Tylenol. And it's over-the-counter, just like vitamin C, just like creatine monohydrate. And vitamin C and creatine monohydrate would be pulled off the market if they killed one person. But yet Tylenol is being sold today, and everybody knows it's going to take lives. Everybody knows it's going to destroy livers. Everybody knows it's going to cause emergency room and hospitalization, and the FDA feels confident that that's okay.
Yep, I know. It's the craziest thing. You know, years ago when we had an herb called ephedra, the FDA ended up banning and pulling that because there were several people that had heart attacks. I don't believe there were any deaths. There might have been one death. But as I discovered, the stuff was adulterated. It was spiked with the drug ephedrine, and that's why people were having issues. The FDA knew about it because I had reported it. I had given them my research, and they could care less. The guy told me, he goes, do you really think that that's an issue, having that drug and that herb? And I'm like, dude, where do you think the methamphetamine guys are now getting their ephedrine? If they can go in and buy all your cold pills that you now regulate and they can extract them out of there, you don't think they can get the ephedrine out of this herb? All they need is a kitchen screen. The crystals are so large.
Right.
But they didn't care. They just said, oh, let's just ban ephedra. So now what happens is you see an increase in the methamphetamine market because here was something legal that worked that they banned it. And, you know, again, no.
They didn't discriminate against the effects of the adulterated product versus the natural product. And that's but because they wanted to get rid of ephedra. That's the reality of it. They just wanted to get rid of ephedra. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll pick it up on the other side with this discussion. It's very important. Next time, your doctor says to you, well, supplements aren't regulated, correct him. Say, doc, you're wrong. In fact, they are the second most regulated product under the FDA's guidance. Number one is nuclear. Number two is supplements. Number three is pharmaceutical drugs. Start correcting people. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieved their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
You and I, we may look the same.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. Okay, so clearly people need to start pushing back. When somebody says to you that the supplement industry isn't regulated, you need to say that's not true and that supplements are regulated. Now, not in the same way that pharmaceutical drugs are, where we have to prove efficacy, but we're not making claims. Number two, we also don't have to discover, elucidate and list all of the side effects because supplements aren't allowed to have any side effects.
Yeah. And that's the main thing people need to realize is the difference between the classification difference between a drug and a dietary supplement. Is there nothing more like classes? Because as a dietary supplement, we can market something as a food or we can market it as a dietary supplement. That's the difference between carrying a nutrition fact and a supplement fact. Same thing with a drug. I have a drug, orphan drug status on a product that's a dietary supplement, but when I market it as a drug, it's a drug. So a drug means that you can make a claim. You can say it cures, heals, or prevents something. That is the only difference between a drug and a dietary supplement and a drug and a food. And again, the difference between a supplement and a food, you know, are the amount of cleanliness and the amount of regulations in order to call it that. You know, then you have the whole beverage category. You know, they follow a whole different code of ethics. You know, they're nothing more than under, they're not even under FDA. They're under the local board of health. So their requirements are minimal to none, you know.
And to kind of weave something in, we talked about last time, when you jump over to vaccines, they really don't have to prove efficacy at all. They don't have to prove safety at all. I mean,
they have to show you nothing.
Right.
I mean, I have to put everything on the label. We can't leave anything out. You know, a drug, you don't know what you're taking. I mean, because it's on the bottle, but once they put it in your script bottle, you don't know what else is in there. We have to list everything. So, again, part of those regulations are everything is full disclosure. You have to see not only the active ingredients, but you have to be able to see all of the inactive ingredients. You know, check your prescription. If you go to the doctor, they don't give you the bottle that it comes in. They put it in another bottle, and they just say the chemical name, and that doesn't mean anything to you, you know. And if you're lucky, most of them are supposed to give you all the warnings and precautions. But I notice now they don't even do that. They just throw them out because they know people don't even look at them.
You know what I love about the pharmaceutical commercials nowadays, aside from the fact that everybody has recognized that a one-minute pharmaceutical drug commercial contains about 10 seconds of talking about the drug and the other 50 seconds talking about the side effects. But I love this statement, like Abilify, right?
Uh-huh.
Do not take Abilify if you're allergic to Abilify. How do you know if you're allergic to Abilify unless you take it?
I love those statements.
Is that designed to put the responsibility of someone who hurts themselves on the, like in other words, if I take Abilify and I have an allergic reaction to it and I end up in the hospital.
You should have known.
Yeah, you should have known you were allergic to Abilify.
Yeah, it's your problem. You know, we gave you the disclaimers. Now, that isn't going to stop them from getting sued, but it probably does, again. I know why they did that was because all the class action lawsuits and the government did require them to tell people what the side effects are. And again, they're just telling you, hey, don't take it if you're allergic to it. But every drug does that. It starts right, you know, either right at the beginning or the middle. They say, yeah, don't use this drug if you're allergic to these drugs. Oh, okay.
Yeah, how do I know? I didn't know. Like the kid who has a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and develops anaphylactic shock for the first time. He didn't know he had a peanut allergy until he developed anaphylactic shock. So how do you, your doctor prescribes Abilify for you, and you go into shock, and it's like, well, you should have known you were allergic to it. No, I never took it before.
Folks, ask your doctor. I'm going to ask my doctor that at my next visit. I'm going to inquire to see what he says.
Yeah, how do I know I'm allergic to this drug? Like,
I saw this commercial, and it says I'm supposed to know if I'm allergic. So when you prescribe something, how do I know if I'm allergic to it?
Yeah, your throat will swell up. That's how.
Yeah, well, if you go to the emergency room, then you know you're allergic. Oh, okay, so I'm an R&D project.
Yeah,
huh?
And don't take it again. That's don't take it anymore.
Exactly.
I just want to cover these numbers again. Foodborne illness every year causes 128,000 hospitalizations and 3,000 deaths. CDC estimates 1 in 6 Americans will get sick this year and next year. That's about 48 million people. Drugs kill over 1 million people a year. Close to 800,000 people a year are hospitalized or die just from taking their prescribed medications the way their doctor prescribed them. But yet, no one dies from taking supplements, and supplements are not allowed to have any type of adverse effects, or they'll be pulled off the market. And people want to say that dietary supplements are not regulated. They are the most tightly, most stringently regulated, more so than food.
I just thought of something real quick. This is hilarious. You probably saw Creighton come into the dietary supplement industry.
Yeah, Kratom,
a couple
years ago. Yeah, yeah.
So they banned it, right? But guess where you can buy it at? The tobacco shops.
Right. Well, they haven't banned it. They tried to ban it, but they got enough people to sign the petition, and the FDA stepped back and said, "Well, we'll look at this again." The reason they're trying to ban Kratom is because, first of all, Kratom is actually the same genus as coffee. The reason they're trying to ban it is because the opioid manufacturers took a huge hit in states where A, medical marijuana is available, and B, kratom is available. So the opioid manufacturers right. are like, oh man, no one's taking their OxyContin. They're taking kratom instead. We have to stop that. So the opioid manufacturers went to the FDA and said, you better stop this right now. So the FDA tried, but there are so many people out there using kratom today to alleviate pain safely without any known side effects. And yeah. and they pushed back, and they got like a 500,000 signatures on a petition in 4 or 5 weeks, and the FDA said, "Well, we can't do this now. We have to, you know, we have to follow the guidelines."
But if we sell it, the FDA will bust us, and we will get written up.
Oh,
so
really?
My point is, oh yeah, my point is like Kava Kava, that insurance companies just did not insure anymore, and FDA will write you up for it. You can go into tobacco stores, and it's okay for them to sell Kava Kava and Kratom and who knows what else as a tobacco product, completely legal, but not as a supplement.
Ah, so, I didn't know that.
That's because of the regulation, see? It has a side effect, therefore, you know, even though technically it wasn't banned, it is. I mean, you know, they will shut you down for having it. So,
we haven't even talked about tobacco. Tobacco has the most side effects and kills the most people of anything out there, and the government is cool with that.
Man, that might have to be another one. I'm going to have to do some research on that. I think we'll talk about tobacco.
500,000 people a year die from tobacco. They're specifically from tobacco use. 500,000 people a year. And my attitude is the government doesn't care because they make huge tax money on tobacco. So they're like, okay, you can kill people as long as we get our check. We're fine with that.
Yep. Yep.
Terrible. All right, Dr. J. So tonight is Supplement Santa at Dr. J's Facebook page, Dr. Jeff Galini, PhD. Yep. Go there.
See you live, 7 o'clock, 7:30. All right, buddy.
All right,
take
brother.
Care.
Bye. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. I'm going to let you catch up with me and what I've been up to. $4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So those of you who are paying attention to last week's Catching Up with Carl, Thursday I left for upstate New York. I went up to an area of upstate New York called Middleburg, which is just south of Albany. Stayed with a good friend of mine I haven't seen in 30 years, Joe Ligercio. And we grew up together, and he just retired a few years ago. He worked for the New York City Sanitation Department. And now he lives up there on this farm that he's owned since we were young. I mean, it's been in his family since we were young. I used to go hunting up there. Actually, one of the first places I learned to hunt deer. And I was there from Thursday to Monday. No internet, no Wi-Fi, no cable TV, no cell phone. Really, this is off the grid. And while I definitely slept well, there's no doubt about it, I slept well. After a couple days of relaxing, I was going stir crazy. I guess I'm not ready to retire. In fact, my friend Joey said to me, you need to learn to relax. And I said to him, Joey, I've been relaxing since Thursday. How much relaxing can you do? Jokingly. I'm just not built to sit still. And he's not either. Don't get me wrong. It's not like he does nothing. I mean, maintaining that farm is a huge undertaking. Cutting trees and, I mean, it's just a lot of work. Painting barns. He's working on the roof on one of the barns. I mean, he's got like 4 barns, big barns, and he's got to repair one of the roofs. But I a couple things. I came away with some amazing ideas. First of all, being undistracted by the ping of a text message, the ring of a cell phone, you know, checking email allowed me more concentrated time to actually think. And I really came up with some really good ideas that are actually already paying off. It's amazing when you're not distracted. Like my cell phone is on silent right now, but it's blinking and lighting up constantly because people are emailing me, they're messaging me, Facebook messaging me. It just goes on and on. And we really, in this day and age, if you don't block that stuff out, it steals your ability to think things through. And I believe it causes fragmented thought. I mean, I think that young people are probably more susceptible to this than anybody else. You can't remember things. If you have an idea, you have to text it to somebody now because an hour from now you'll forget it. That's what people are becoming. But I also realized I love my life. You know, I feel stressed out about this and about that, business and so on.
But being up there made me want to come home and get back to work. I wanted to get back into the studio. In fact, I had my flight didn't leave Albany Airport until 5:40 p.m., but I had Joey drop me off there at noon because that way I could sit and work for a while. I wanted to get some of these ideas I was working on in motion. I was anxious, literally, like chomping at the bit. And I guess there's nothing better to say about a vacation than that. I was really feeling burnt out when I left for New York, and that's why I was going. Lisa said to me, you know, you just need to get away for a while. You need to just disconnect, detach, and get away for a while. And it really worked because I was so ready to get back here and get back to work. I was so anxious to get back here. And it also made me appreciate my life. I love my life. I love what I do. I love that I get to do this show. I love the friends that I've made through this show that have become really, really friends. I mean, that I communicate with every day. George Tuliatos and I, we communicate every single day. You know, and it's an amazing phenomenon. He lives in Athens, Greece. I live here. You know, he'll send me pictures of his grandmother or his cat or some article he's reading. And, you know, it's an amazing thing. There's a guy who lived about 3 hours away. I remember I said, if any of you live in upstate New York, I'm going to be there. Reach out to me. And Mike Anzavino reached out to me. But he lived in Port Chester, I think he said. And that's about 3 hours south of where I was. I was pretty far north. I mean, if I would have drove another hour north, I could have been in the Adirondack Mountains. That's how far north I was. And but, yeah, I mean, there's nothing better that can happen to you than to go out of town because you're feeling burnt out and wish you could get back home and get back to work, because that's exactly what happened. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed seeing Joey. I haven't seen Joey in 30 years. I mean, it's a long time. For somebody who was really like my brother, I mean, we spent so much time together. We rode motorcycles together. We hunted together. We went on double dates together. I mean, we grew up together. So it was really a fascinating time for me. I had a lot of fun. But yeah, I can't take not doing anything for too long. I'm just not that way. I'm not built that way. I don't feel good. And I didn't train. The last day I trained this morning, and prior to that, the last day I trained was the 27th. And that week, I only had 2 days to train, so I trained whole body both days. So really, I wasn't even training very hard. Got back into the gym today and trained chest, and just really, I was strong, but I didn't have the gas. It's going to take me a week to get back to normal. Also, eating the way other people eat doesn't work for me. Maybe I'm getting old. You know, I'm going to be 60 next year, and I kind of am set in my ways when it comes to the foods that I eat. I know what foods make me feel good, and I know what foods don't. I ate lasagna. Ugh, man. I just can't eat pasta. I can't eat bread. I mean, I can eat potatoes and rice, but in limited quantities. I don't do well with a high carbohydrate intake. Now, maybe if I ate more carbs over the course of time, my digestive system would alter, my microbiome would alter, and I'd do better with it. But right now, if I have a big carb load, I just don't feel well. I don't sleep as good. I just don't feel well. So, I tested, if you will, this theory because my buddy Joey, he eats a carbohydrate-centric diet. And I tried to eat like him because I was there and I wanted to be, you know, social. Well, so he picks me up at the airport and we're driving back from Albany and he goes, I got a surprise for you. So he pulls into this parking lot of this market, country market. And he goes, have you ever had a cider donut? Donuts made with apple cider. I said, I don't even eat donuts. This was our first interaction. Like, he picks me up at the airport. We're driving back to his place. We're talking. And then he says, you're going to love this. Have you ever had a cider donut? I says, I don't even eat donuts. He goes, you don't eat donuts. I says, no. He goes, you never eat donuts? I says, no. You got to eat this donut. I says, I'm not going to eat it, Joe. I don't eat donuts. They're crap. So that's how the dietary template introduction started off. But then I didn't want to be a dick. I didn't want to be like that guy, like, no, I don't eat this. No, I don't eat that. So I kind of loosened up a little bit, and I ate what he offered and what he was eating with some restrictions. I didn't eat the bread. I didn't eat the toast. But I ate lots of carbs, lots of potatoes and rice, and I just don't do well when I eat a lot of that stuff. I just don't feel as good. I hold water. After 3 days of eating like that, my ankles were starting to like swell a little bit. Not like swell, but like by the end of the day, I could see puffiness in my ankles. So there was fluid in my body. And I just didn't feel good. I felt lethargic and tired, and I didn't want to do anything. So obviously I was anxious to get home and get back to work and get back to the show and to those of you who listen to the show and communicate with you that there's nothing better than going on vacation and coming home and being like really excited about your life. That everybody should do that. Everybody should go and live someone else's life for 4 or 5 days and test and see, well, maybe you don't like your life. Maybe you like that life better. Nah, I came home and I couldn't wait to come home. And I definitely like my life from that perspective, and I still do. I want to take a last commercial break. I want to talk about some shows that we have. We have a show tomorrow that I want to promote. It's very, very important. I want to tell you why. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So, in 2013, we had Dr. Dale Bredesen on the show. At that time, he had reversed Alzheimer's disease in 20 patients, and he was starting a larger trial of 200 patients over at UCLA. No one paid attention to Dr. Dale Bredesen back then. We did, because we understand that the cure for Alzheimer's disease exists, and it exists as lifestyle changes, hormone replacement therapy, dietary interventions, sleep interventions. You know, it's not a pill. It's not Aricept. It's not the magic bullet that the pharmaceutical industry is searching so desperately for, because that's what people want. They just want to give people what they want because they'll sell more of it. People don't want to be told, get to sleep early, stop eating the crap, you know, start moving more, get your hormones straightened out, stop abusing your body. I had a conversation upstate with a fella who's suffering from a variety of disorders, and now he said that his memory is starting to go, and I told him about the book, and we started to delve into some of the edicts that we learned from Dr. Bredesen in 2013. Like, you know, you gotta switch to a more paleo/keto type diet. You gotta eliminate the corn, the grain, the soy, the wheat, the pro-inflammatory, acellular carbohydrates that spike insulin and cause inflammation throughout the body. And the guy said to me, he said, you know, but I love pie. I'm always baffled by that. I love pie, or I love pasta. Don't you love your brain? Don't you love being able to know that those are your children standing in front of you? I'm baffled by this. I know that people have an attitude of, oh, you know, I'm going to die no matter what I do, so I'm going to enjoy myself. That's true. You may die no matter what you do, but do you really want to spend the last 30 years of your life in an institution not remembering who you are or who your children are? I mean, that's horrible. That's selfish. It's actually selfish to your family. You're better off putting a gun in your mouth and just splattering your brains on the back of the wall, because it's fast and you're done. They bury you and that's it. But then they have to live with the pain of knowing that you're in this institution withering away, not remembering anything for 10, 20, 30 years of your life. It is selfish. So Dr. Dale Bredesen's new book, An End to Alzheimer's, has made the New York Times bestseller list. Alisa was out to lunch with a friend of hers who is a trial attorney who represents doctors in malpractice suits, and she told this woman, who actually was a nurse at one point in her life, about the book. And she looked at Alisa incredulously and said, oh, come on. If there was really a cure to Alzheimer's disease, wouldn't we know about it? Well, we do know about it. You don't know about it. Open your mind
and read something different than what you hear on the Today Show or one of the Good Morning shows. Dr. Dale Bredesen is curing Alzheimer's disease. I'm going to say it again. He's not masking the symptoms. He's not stopping the progression. He's reversing the disease. People are getting their lives back. They're functioning again. They're going back to work. He's curing Alzheimer's disease. And you're not going to hear about it because it's not a $1 trillion supplement or, I mean, a drug. It's not Aricept. It's not a drug. It's a variety of things that require personal responsibility and discipline. Two things that this population is virtually devoid of today. Everything is somebody else's problem or somebody else's fault. So now fast forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow we have Miriam Kalamian coming on the show. She just recently wrote a book, Keto for Cancer. And the reason I'm having – and so you're like, oh, Carl, we've talked about that. But you have no idea the number of people who still don't know that cancer can be reversed and managed therapeutically through a dietary intervention. Now, I suspect a large number of those people, if you went to them and they had cancer and you told them this, they may not change their habits, because just like my friend that I met upstate who's starting to have problems with his memory, and he said, but I love pie. You know, listen, you can get rid of your cancer by cutting all these things out of your diet, but I love all those things. Well, how much do you love them? Do you love them enough to die for them? Really? You really couldn't do without pasta and sugary drinks and all the crap food that you eat. You could not do without those if that would add 15, 20 years to your life. You couldn't do that? And what about the burden you're placing on your family as you get sicker and sicker with your cancer? So Miriam Kalamian is coming on tomorrow to talk about her book, Keto for Cancer. And I know that we've had Dr. Thomas Seyfried on the show, and we've had Dominic D'Agostino on the show, and we've talked about keto and cancer for so long now. In fact, I even did a show for a while with Andrew Scarborough and Phil, I can't think of Phil's last name. But anyway, we've done a show about, you know, brain cancer and how the ketogenic diet can shrink tumors. But you have no idea, and I am literally blindsided every time this discussion comes up and people go, I never heard about that. Or a comment like Elisa's girlfriend said about Alzheimer's disease. Well, if that was true, wouldn't we know about it? A lot of people do know about it. I think it comes down to acceptance of information and confirmation biases. You know, if you read a study that says, take this pharmaceutical drug and it'll cure your disease, you're all over it. But if you read a study that says, diet, sleep, lifestyle, cut all these foods out that you love and cure your cancer, you're reluctant to buy into that because you don't want to do those things. A study was just published in the UK that's making its way around the internet right now about a group of people who completely reversed their diabetes by basically reducing their carbohydrate intake completely, reducing their calories and losing body fat, and came off pharmaceutical drugs that they were taking for their diabetes completely. And one snooty doctor in the article said this, and I'm paraphrasing because he had an English, he was from England, and I'm sure he said it a different way than I'm going to say it, but what he basically said was, well, they haven't cured their diabetes. If they regain the weight, their diabetes will come back. If that guy was in front of me, I'd smack him. I'd smack him. That is a cure. If they made their diabetes go away And then they can make it come back. They can make it go away. They can make it come. That is a cure. Of course their diabetes will come back if they go back down that rabbit hole that got them there in the first place. Metformin doesn't do that. Insulin doesn't do that. Farxiga doesn't do that. None of the drugs that doctors prescribe today for diabetes reverse anything. They just mask the symptoms. So there's a lot of information out there today. But you have to be willing and receptive to accept it. It's got to, you know, if you're one of these people who, you know, you read an article like this and it says, no more pie, no more ice cream before bed. And you go, but I love pie and I love ice cream. Then you know what? Then maybe you need diabetes. Maybe you need cancer. Maybe that's supposed to be your destiny. But if you're somebody who's willing to alter your destiny, change directions, and be open-minded to reversing your Alzheimer's disease, then books like An End to Alzheimer's or Keto for Cancer are going to be for you. And quite frankly, the burden that those people are putting on the rest of us who work hard to make good decisions and accept responsibility for our health and our health outcomes, the burden they put on us financially through healthcare, it's shameful. I quite frankly feel like insurance companies need to create different pools. Virtually healthy people like us are the ones who make it possible for the healthcare, the insurance companies to pay for the sick people. If you put all the sick people in one pool and you put all the relatively healthy people in one pool, our premiums would be $60 a month because none of us are using the medical system. And their premiums would be $1,500 and $2,000 a month, rightfully so, because they're the ones that are burdening and using the healthcare system. How would you like to get a letter every month from your city telling you you owe $43 for the toll bridge that you never drive over because everybody's got to share the responsibility of that, socialize it? How would you feel about sitting down at a restaurant and ordering a $15 meal and the guy next to you orders a $60 meal and them telling you, we're going to take the $75 and split it in half, and you're going to pay half of his and he's going to pay half of yours, which is a bad deal for you because you're the one that's frugal. Only healthcare does this, and it's got to stop, and I'll tell you why. When the healthcare companies have the balls to do this, then sick people are going to realize it's expensive to be sick. Like, you think it's expensive now, wait till you actually have to start carrying your own financial weight for your stupid decisions. And you'll see how fast they'll start reading books like Keto for Cancer and An End to Alzheimer's Disease to find alternatives. You'll see how fast they'll be willing to go, I could live without apple pie for sure. Because now they're paying their fair share for the burden that they're placing. They're bearing their own burden. But see, insurance companies wouldn't make profits that way. They just wouldn't. If they charged us relatively healthy people $50, $60 a month for healthcare because we don't use the system, and they charge those people $2,000 a month because all they do is use the system, see, that's where they make the profit. They make the profit because we healthy people are paying premiums similar to those sick people. So we cover the sick people's expenses, and what's left over they keep as profits. We need health insurance companies that selectively only accept people who fit certain parameters of health. We really do. Rob Wolf talked about this years ago, that they were working with somebody, but it never came to fruition. We need a healthcare company that selectively excludes people. We need a healthcare company that charges people the appropriate price for the burden they place and the expenses that they generate for their bad choices, and rewards people who are healthy by decision and action and penalizes people who are unhealthy by decision and action. We need that. We need it today. We're not going to get it, obviously. Anyway, so that's tomorrow. Tomorrow, the first hour of the show is going to be Military Fitness Radio, and the second hour of the show is going to be we're going to talk about Keto for Cancer. Spread the word. There's a lot of people who are living in the dark by choice. Turn the light on for them. So at least then they have to say, no, I'm going to ignore this information. I want to go ahead and get sick. I want Alzheimer's disease. I want my cancer to vanquish me and my family. It's a choice. I know I'm going to get heat for some of these things I've said, but these are things I sincerely believe. Sincerely believe. All right. Thanks to Dr. Jeff. Don't forget tonight is Supplement Santa, huge giveaway. Go to his Facebook page, Dr. Jeff Gallini, PhD. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. I'm so glad to be home with you.